Hello, this is Greg, and I'll be reading the Vermilion County News for Tuesday, February 11th, 2020. And we'll start with the front page of the commercial news. And our first story is entitled City May Hike Parking Ticket Fees. And this is by Jennifer Bailey. Danville. To further discourage people from parking in spots they're not supposed to downtown, the City Council's Public Works Committee tonight will look at increasing parking ticket fees. The ordinance amendment pertaining to parking rules would increase a parking violation ticket fee from $5 to $10 if paid within 3 days of issuance of the ticket, and from $10 to $25 if paid after 3 days but before 10 days, $25 to $35 if paid after 10 days but before 30, and $10 to $25 for a subsequent ticket issued on same violation day if paid within 3 days, and $25 to $35 if paid after 3 days but before 30 days. Cindy Parson, Superintendent of Recreation and Park Maintenance with the city, and who also is downtown parking monitor, said the increased fees are following downtown parking changes that occurred. After a few years of not being enforced, city employees began monitoring downtown's 2-hour free parking limits starting in May 2019. Many more parking spaces in some downtown parking lots, including the entire D lot across from Rich's Deluxe Restaurant, also are now leased, paid spots that are not open to the public. The parking violation fees have not been changed in the last at least 10 years, Parson said. She said overall, parking isn't a problem downtown. The main lot they have problems with is the D lot at North and Walnut Streets. Every single space in that lot is reserved. They pay a monthly fee to reserve those, Parson said. It is our obligation to check on those daily. She said most of the time, people are not aware of the paid permit parking only. There's plenty of street parking, Parson said about the other available parking. In other business tonight, the committee will consider a budget amendment in the Office of Grant and Planning Management. Danville senior planner Tyson Terhune was terminated, and city officials say a Planner One position would be more beneficial at this time. The salary for a Planner One position will be funded by reallocation of funds from the vacant senior planner position. The annual salary for a Planner One will be $52,000. Mayor Ricky Williams Jr. said due to it being a personnel issue, he couldn't comment on Terhune no longer working for the city. In other business, committee members also are expected to hear from Danville Public Works Director Carl Carpenter about this year's mowing of empty lots that are owned by the city, Vermilion County Trust, and private entities. Discussions are including having city staff mow the lots. According to a memo from Carpenter, it should also be kept in mind that the employees used for such mowing would also be utilized for board ups and illegal dumping collections. We currently have equipment that would allow us to mow the lots. The cost of operating said equipment is based on numbers from associated costs of rental for such equipment. Numbers for aldermen's discussion: two crews of two employees at $22.50 per hour for each crew, totaling $45 per hour. $45 per hour at 40 hours per week, totaling $1,800, and $1,800 per week at 30 weeks, totaling $54,000. Also, equipment needed for mowing would be two pickups, two trailers, two zero-turn mowers, two push mowers, two weed eaters. Associated costs per hour, $39 per hour at $40 per week, totals $1,560, and $1,560 at 30 weeks totals $46,800. Total estimated amount for the city to mow empty lots, $100,800. The current budget is set at $90,000 for maintenance of lots. Carpenter asks that a determination be made soon so that Public Works can plan accordingly, whether that is having Public Works mow the lots or the city contracts out the mowing of lots again this year. Our next story from the front page is entitled District 118 to Amend School Calendars. And this is by Carol Rome. Danville. Danville District 118 school board members Wednesday will consider amending the 2020-2021 school year calendars for the traditional calendar schools, as well as for Northeast Elementary Magnet School and pre-kindergarten. Superintendent Alicia Gaddis said Illinois law has changed so that students must now attend 176 teaching days of school starting with the next school year. The District 118 board already had approved the calendars for the 2020-21 school year at a previous school board meeting, so now it must amend those calendars. For traditional calendar schools, August 12th will be a Teacher Institute Day. August 13 and 14 will be early dismissal days for students, and August 17th will be the first full day for students. At Northeast, July 21 will be a Teacher Institute Day, July 22 will be an early dismissal day for students, and July 23rd will be the first full day for students. Also on Wednesday, board members will consider approving the Maternal Infant Early Childhood Home Visiting GROW Program Memorandum of Understanding, which is a partnership between District 118 and other county, state, and federal agencies to serve Vermilion County children and families through home visiting programs. The partnership connects families to resources and supports such as health care, development service, early education, parenting skills, child abuse prevention, and nutritional education or assistance to make a difference in a child's health, development, and ability to learn. Also, to consider approving updates to the Board of Education policy. Gettis said the policy needed to be updated to reflect new legislation related to cannabis and to add protocol on dealing with sexual harassment claims against school board members. The updates include allowing properly trained school nurses and/or administrators to oversee giving cannabis-infused products, such as oils, ointments, and food, to students with a prescription. The law excludes administering cannabis that is smoked or vaped. The district is still able to enforce a zero-tolerance, drug-free work policy, she said. Another update sets the protocol in dealing with sexual harassment claims made against school board members. The incident would be reported to the superintendent, who would initiate an investigation by a third party. Additionally, review a first reading of a vendor advertising agreement that would allow the district to sell advertising to be placed on a new video scoreboard in the Danville High School gymnasium that was donated anonymously. Under the proposed agreement, businesses and companies can pay to have logos digitally appear on the scoreboard screen for a one-year term starting with the 2020 and 2021 school year. The proceeds from the advertising will go to the DHS Athletic Department in the following year. The vendors already advertising will receive first chance at securing their spot on the board. Any type of advertisements on athletic fields, scoreboards, or other building locations must be approved by the school board. Also, here are the times and dates for the 2020-2021 centralized registration event at the David S. Palmer Civic Center. They are from 3 to 7 p.m. Wednesday, June 10th, noon to 6 p.m. Thursday, June 11th, and 8 a.m. to noon on Friday, June 12th. Also, here are the dates and places of the 2021 Birth to Three Pre-Kindergarten and Preschool Screening Schedule. They are Thursday, August 13th at New Life Church of Faith, 1419 North Bowman Avenue in Danville, and Thursday, August 20th at the Ridgeview Baptist Church at 3838 North Vermilion Street in Danville. In the fall, on Wednesday, September 2nd, at the First Presbyterian Church, 915 East Orange Street in Hupston. Thursday, September 3rd, Salt Fork Children at the Catlin United Methodist Church, Sandusky and Vermilion in Catlin. On Tuesday, September 8th, at the Rossville Church of Christ at 514 East Attica Street in Rossville. Wednesday, September 9th, at the Westville Public Library at 233 South State Street in Westville. On Thursday, September 10th, Fair Oaks Community Center, 1607 Clyman Lane in Danville. Tuesday, September 15th, at the Potomac United Methodist Church at 107 South Vermilion Street in Potomac. Wednesday, September 16th, at the Bethel Baptist Church, 501 South Main Street in Georgetown. Thursday, October 8th, at the Central Christian Church at 1101 North Vermilion Street in Danville. Thursday, November 12th, at the New Life Church of Faith at 1419 North Bowman Avenue in Danville. And Thursday, December 10th, at the Central Christian Church at 1101 North Vermilion Street. In 2021, the dates are Thursday, January 28th at the Bethel Baptist Church, 501 South Main in Georgetown. Thursday, February 4th at the First Presbyterian Church at 915 East Orange Street in Hupston. Thursday, February 11th at the Ridgeview Baptist Church, 3838 North Vermilion Street in Danville. Thursday, February 18th for Salt Fork Children at Catlin Methodist Church, Sandusky and Vermilion in Catlin. Thursday, February 25th at the Rossville Church of Christ, 514 East Attica Street in Rossville. Thursday, March 4th at the Westville Public Library, 233 South State Street in Westville. And also Thursday, March 11th, Ridgeview Baptist Church, 3838 North Vermilion Street in Danville. Thursday, March 18th, Northside Church of Christ, 17167 County Road 2750 North in Bismarck. Thursday, April 8th, Oakwood Children at the Faith Baptist Church Annex, 920 Warrington Avenue in Danville. Thursday, April 15th, Central Christian Church at 1101 North Vermilion Street in Danville. And Thursday, April 22nd, New Life Church of Faith at 1419 North Bowman Avenue in Danville. And we're going to take a pause from the news. We have quite a few obituaries today, so we're going to turn to those now. And we will begin with the first one, which is for Theodore Russell. Theodore L. Russell, 98, of Frankfort, Indiana, passed away on Saturday, February 8, 2020, at Wesley Manor. Visitation will be from 10 to 11 a.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday, February 11th, until the time of service at 11 a.m. at the Amanda Reed Chapel at Wesley Manor. Pastor Phil Lake and Chaplain Deborah Music will officiate. Burial will be at 10 a.m. Central Time on Wednesday, February 12th, at Oak Ridge Cemetery in Catlin. Genda Funeral Home in Frankfort is assisting with the arrangements. Memorial contributions may be made to the charity of your choice. Virginia Gum. Virginia Lee Gum, 97, of Danville, Illinois, formerly of Georgetown, passed away at 8:20 p.m. Friday, February 7th, 2020, at Hawthorne Inn in Danville. Funeral services will be at 2 p.m. Wednesday, February 12th, at Stuart and Carol Funeral Home at 303 East Wood Street in Paris. Burial will be in Edgar Cemetery. A visitation is from 1 to 2 p.m. Wednesday at the funeral home. Memorial donations may be made in Virginia's name to the Eliana Genealogical and Historical Society in Danville, Illinois, or to the charity of the donor's choice. Billy Dean Richardson Jr. Billy Dean Richardson Jr., 58, of Bismarck, Illinois, passed Wednesday, February 5th, 2020. A celebration of life memorial service will be at 1 p.m. on Friday, February 14th, at Sunset Funeral Home and Cremation Center in Danville at 3940 North Vermilion Street. Pastor Paul Rebert will officiate. Burial will be at a later date. Visitation will be from 4 to 7 p.m. Thursday, February 13th, at the funeral home. Memorials may be made in Bill's memory to the charity of the donor's choice. Jerry Lane Fry. Jerry Lane Fry, 82, of Vetersburg, enters into the Lord's presence at 12:37 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Sunday, February 9th, 2020, while residing at Ben Hur Nursing Home in Crawfordsville, Indiana. A funeral service will be at 11 a.m. Eastern Time Friday, February 14th, at Dickerson Funeral Home in Vetersburg, with Pastor Greg McDonald officiating. Visitation will be from 4 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Thursday, February 13th, at the funeral home, with Masonic service beginning at 8 p.m. Burial will be at Osborne Prairie Cemetery near Vetersburg. Memorial contributions may be given to Hillsboro Church of the Nazarene or the American Kidney Foundation. Nellie M. Hardy. Nellie Maureen Hardy, 84, of Covington, Indiana, passed away February 8, 2020, at the Waters of Covington. A celebration of Nellie's life will be at 11 a.m. Eastern Time on Thursday, February 13th, at First Church of Christ in Covington, with Pastor Dwayne Mycroft officiating. Visitation will be from 4 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time on Wednesday, February 12th, at First Church of Christ, and also 1 hour prior to the service on Thursday. She will be laid to rest at Mount Hope Cemetery. Sunset Funeral Home and Cremation Center in Covington is in charge of the arrangements. Memorials can be made in her name to First Church of Christ or Hanging Rock Christian Camp. Robert Witherspoon. Robert Ted Witherspoon of Danville, Illinois, passed away February 9, 2020, at the age of 97. Memorial services will be on Thursday, February 13th, at the First Church of the Nazarene in Danville. A visitation will be from 4 to 6 p.m., followed by services at 6 to 7 p.m., officiated by Dave Anderson. David E. Downing. David E. Downing, 74, of Danville, passed away Friday, February 7, 2020, at Barnes Jewish Hospital in St. Louis, Missouri. A celebration of life service will be at 10 a.m. Friday, February 14th, at Sunset Funeral Home and Cremation Center in Danville at 3940 North Vermilion Street. Officiating will be Pastor Randall Robinson. Burial will be in Danville National Cemetery at a later date. Military rites will be presented by American Legion Post 210 at the funeral home. Visitation will be from 4 to 7 p.m. on Thursday, February 13th, at the funeral home. Memorial donations may be made in David's name to Red Mask Players Community Theater Group in Danville at P.O. Box 814, Danville, Illinois 61834. Marjorie Holderbaugh. Marjorie Holderbaugh, 96, passed away on Friday, February 7th, in Washington, Missouri. A celebration of Marjorie's life will be held at 2 p.m. Tuesday, February 11th, 2020, at Sunset Funeral Home and Cremation Center in Danville at 3940 North Vermilion Street. A visitation will be held from 1 to 2 p.m. prior to the service. She will be laid to rest at Danville National Cemetery. Mylon Cowell. The Lord called Mylon Cowell, 77, of Westville, home on Thursday, February 6, 2020. A visitation will be held for Mylon on Wednesday, February 12th, Central Time, from 4 to 7 p.m., with a funeral service on Thursday, February 13th, at 11 a.m. Both will be held at Sunset Funeral Home and Cremation Center in Georgetown at 200 East West Street. Dan Zebart will be leading the funeral service. Memorial contributions may be made to Maury Chapel Church in Westville. Cynthia Buttrix. Cynthia Buttrix, 65, of Danville, died Thursday, February 6, 2020, at University Rehabilitation Center in Urbana. Funeral arrangements were incomplete at Ileana Cremation Society, P.O. Box 1906, Danville. Leslie Culbs. Leslie Culbs, 84, of Danville, died Wednesday, February 5, 2020, at Veterans Affairs Ileana Healthcare System in Danville. Funeral arrangements were incomplete at Rourke Vet Funeral Services at 3 South Hodge Street in Tilton. Ann Sawyer. Ann Sawyer, 40, of Danville, died Friday, February 7, 2020, in Urbana. Funeral arrangements were incomplete at Rourke Vet Funeral Services in Tilton. Harlan Thornsbrough. Harlan Thornsbrough, 91, of Covington, Indiana, formerly of Alvin, died at 10:15 p.m. Saturday, February 8th, at the Waters of Covington. Funeral arrangements were incomplete at Anderson Funeral Home, 427 East Main Street in Hubston. Maurice Rick Vaughn. Maurice Rick Vaughn, 71, of Danville, died Saturday, February 8, 2020, at OSF Sacred Heart Medical Center in Danville. Funeral arrangements were incomplete at Kruger Cone Pape Funeral Home and Crematory, 10 East William Street in Danville. Robert Witherspoon. Robert Witherspoon, 97, of Danville, died Sunday, February 9th in Danville. Funeral arrangements were incomplete at Rourke Vet Funeral Services at 3 South Hodge Street in Tilton. And that concludes the obituaries for Tuesday, February 11th. We're going to return to some articles here in the commercial news. We have one more that was left from the front page entitled Rebound, Ex-NBA Player Shares Experiences as Motivational Speaker. This is by Jennifer Bailey. Danville. People may think they know former NBA player Arian Keon Clark through his talent of playing basketball or knowledge of his numerous brushes with the law through the years. Now, as a motivational speaker, Clark has a chance to share his story and aspects of his life then and now and inspire others to learn and grow from their mistakes, too. In talking with him now, at age 44, he seems more grounded. Also, as the saying goes, he's grown wiser with age, and he's become comfortable with himself. Clark, who still lives in Danville, said it was a culmination of progress through the years, with worse incidents occurring that got him to where he is today. It was a wake up or die, literally, Clark said in a sit-down interview last week in downtown Danville. Clark said he doesn't want a pity party, and he's taking what he's learned in life to various groups now through his public speaking engagements. Also, don't be surprised at some point of maybe seeing him share his story to an even bigger audience, such as on television with ESPN's 30 for 30 documentary series. Clark says that's just about him agreeing to it. He could even get back into basketball, such as with Big Three, a three-on-three pro basketball league partly founded by Ice Cube, featuring former All-Stars, Hall of Famers, and world champion basketball players and international players, or maybe he might finish a book about his life. He started one, but he said he wasn't at a good point in life then, and he's going back to it. "I'm in the best place I've been in years," Clark said. "I answer to me." Two of Clark's upcoming speaking engagements include serving as speaker Saturday for the Allen Chapel African Methodist Episcopal Church of Danville's 55th annual Lincoln Douglas King Banquet. The banquet will be at 6 p.m. at Laura Lee Fellowship House, 212 East William Street. The ticket donation is $30. The banquet also will include the presentation of Allen Chapel's Community Service Award to Reginald Cloyd, Jr. For ticket information, contact Virginia McKinney at 217-446-5639. Clark also is expected in the next few weeks to speak to a basketball team in Indianapolis and to a group at the Danville Public Library. He continues to have a lot of support in the Danville community as a motivational speaker. "I'm proud of Keon for taking on the responsibility of being a motivational speaker. We all have had some challenges in our life, so we need people like him to share how you can overcome life's challenges. As a motivational speaker, Keon's story about his life will inspire our youth to stay focused on the goals they want to achieve in life. However, do not let a setback in your goals stop you from achieving them," said Sandra Finch, Human Relations Administrator with the City of Danville. Clark was born and raised in Danville and started playing concrete basketball as early as he can remember. His tall 6-foot-11-inch frame served him well, being a former Danville High School athlete. He moved on to playing basketball in college and then professional basketball in the NBA for several teams. Clark was drafted by the Orlando Magic in the first round as the 13th pick in the 1998 NBA draft. He was then traded to the Denver Nuggets when he made his NBA debut. He was in the NBA until the 2003-2004 season, also playing for the Toronto Raptors, Sacramento Kings, and Utah Jazz. He holds the Toronto Raptors franchise records for most blocks in one game with 12, set on March 23, 2001, in a game against the Atlanta Hawks. In 2002, Clark posted averages of 11.3 points and 1.51 blocks per game, while also finishing 9th in the NBA in total personal fouls. He holds career averages of 8.2 points, 5.9 rebounds, and 1.62 blocks were dropped. Clark called his prison stint a sabbatical and 4 years of self. He said he focused on himself, such as with addiction recovery and yoga. "It's a hard pill to swallow. Now I'm able to digest," Clark said about his troubled past. He enjoys now speaking about his life, always having to touch on his shortened professional basketball career and telling people what he's learned about himself. This is with the hope of helping others. He said he's fortunate to have had his experiences and learn from them. "It prepares you," Clark said, about becoming responsible. And finally, this brief note from the Community Briefs section. Chris Healthy Aging Center at 309 North Franklin will host a Valentine's Day luncheon for seniors at noon on Wednesday. Chris also will host the Not-So-Newlywed game during the luncheon. Participants should reserve a seat by calling 217-443-2999. And that takes us to the end of our time for today, Tuesday, February 11th, 2020. My name is Greg, and as always, it's been a pleasure to read for you. I hope you have a wonderful day. Take care.